As we look back at 2023, with hindsight obviously being 2020, was there anything that stood out to you when it came to how the markets moved in 2023?
Definitely. I mean, the first half of the year was once again very surprising how the markets recovered and continued their bull market starting in 2022 already, like at the end of 2022, while 2022 was overall a very difficult year. We have seen a turnaround and it kept going. Even so, in March this year, we saw a major problems in the interest environment for banks. We have seen a couple of regional banks going into bankruptcy in March 2023. Not only in the USA, but also here in Switzerland. Unfortunately, we had the takeover of Credit Suisse through UBS, because Credit Suisse got in such big trouble that this had to happen.
Now, do you think that the global economy moved in a similar way as the markets did in 2023, or do you see a divergence there when looking at the economy versus the market movements?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the indices, how they moved, was driven by a couple of companies. It was not like a broad recovery as we have hoped for, but there were it's called the Magnificent Seven, which is a word or a term that is familiar to most of the investors. These are the biggest seven companies in the NASDAQ and the S&P, like Alphabet, Nvidia, and so on. And it was mainly driven by artificial intelligence. So while they pushed the indices up by a lot, the broader market didn't do that well until the last quarter of the year. So we have seen in the first half of the year, the index was pushed up, then it corrected during August, September, October. And then by the end of October, it started a rally, which was much broader, which was driven by the easing in inflation rates, which rose hope for investors that interest rates will come down earlier rather than later, which is still up for discussion whether this really is going to happen.
There was a lot of back and forth between economists in the US and outside the US, even back in 2022, that there would be a recession. Do you think that it gave credibility to the economists who said there wouldn't be a recession, that we haven't seen one, or took away credibility from economists who said we would see one in 2023? What's kind of your view of the recession landscape? As you mentioned, the economy itself, or even didn't seem to have such a big uptick, but the markets, what their uptick was driven by were the Magnificent Seven. I guess, how do you see that in terms of on a macroeconomic level of recession, and how that kind of played into with the predictions of economists versus other economists?
I think that's a rather hard question to answer, because it's not always that clear. And I can talk about the markets, how they moved and looking backward, but with a recession, oftentimes it becomes more clear if there is a little bit more time that has gone through or run through during until you actually discover a recession. Also this year, as I said, a lot of companies, especially small and medium sized companies, they were struggling quite a bit. And so even so, the big companies were ongoing contributors to the growth in the economy, that doesn't mean that there were no issues at all. And I think it is always important to keep the bigger picture to see, okay, maybe there is not an overall recession, at least not in the US, but for example, the Germany, they went into a recession already. And oftentimes, I would say investors would feel more comfortable if there would be a confirmed recession, because once you are in a recession, or once you have the confirmation that there was a recession, that gives you some kind of a moment where you can breathe through and think, okay, now we have this kind of restart a lot of people are waiting for. And also these days, you see, if you follow the numbers, there are a lot of professional investors still holding back. There is so much money in the money market, where once investors regain the confirmation, or like their confidentiality to go back to the markets and into stocks, I could imagine that would have a big impact.
So do you see, I guess, for those portions of the global economy and different sectors that maybe weren't the strength drivers of the economy, do you see there being a turnaround point for them in 2024? Or do you think that the problems will continue to exist with everything that we see as far as outside factors?
I think this year what came on top of everything, like with the interest rates, was the war starting in Israel and the ongoing war in Ukraine and between Ukraine and Russia. And I think there is nowadays, there is much more clarity as what there was a year ago. So I could imagine that the next year will be filled with more strengths coming from like the broader market, from the smaller or mid-sized companies. So I don't say there will be no struggles, there will be no challenges. I think there will be event, especially if you consider the rally which we experienced the last 2 months, which was just insane. I have to use that word. So I could imagine that there will be an in-between correction or anything. But from what I currently seeing from the next year, I'm not too worried. Even so, if there will be a recession in the US eventually and in other economies, I think it has given enough time for companies to adjust, to prepare themselves for such a scenario. And I think many companies are prepared for a recession. And so I could imagine that next year overall, even though that in between there will be challenges, that overall it will be a good year.
Do you see that playing out? Do you see any trigger factors that will happen on how 2024 will play out like that?
I mean, there are a lot of trigger factors. I mean, also for this year, as I mentioned, the war in Israel, if you would have asked anyone at the beginning of 2023, will be there another war starting? Most people would have said, yeah, maybe in between Taiwan and China. We don't have a war there, but we have the one in Israel, which I would argue very, very few people would have expected that to happen this year. And so it would be kind of ignorant to say there is this one trigger which could change everything, because usually you don't see it coming. You don't see it coming that clear. There might be a few of people, as was the case with the great financial crisis, as was the case with the COVID infection, that people saw things coming and saw that there will be a huge impact. But I cannot say today, okay, this will be the trigger which will change everything. But you have to be prepared, you have to be cautious in the way how you invest, you have to be to make sure that you have some kind of protection in your portfolio to weather through such circumstances.
Should a recession hit in 2024 for the US or broader economies, as you mentioned, Germany is already in one, do you see the central banks lowering interest rates, and do you think the markets will meet that happily, or because it's a recession, they'll still keep their conservative approach?
I could imagine that central banks will be tempted to lower interest rates. And that does not only have to do with a possible recession, it also has political reasons. I mean, next year is the year where we, for many, many centuries, have the highest numbers of elections coming up around the world. There will be a very important election in the US, everyone knows that. And so central banks will probably be under a lot of pressure from governments to adapt their monetary policy in a way that it suits their their favorability from the people.